Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
As Biden rolls back the mask mandate and the conversation around it in Portland, and you're listening to me, many of you, you're trying to make it all go away. The confrontations continue to ratchet up, and so do the tensions there. So what's going to ultimately happen? Even in Salem, Oregon, people are gathering in the northwest part of the state, as there's been a lot of force with the left and the right. I mean, that's just the way to call it. There's just been crazy, crazy extremism. So anyway, as we roll through past a holiday weekend, I'm here. You're wherever you are, hopefully safe and hanging out with the fam, your crew, or yourself. So Kate Delaney's my name. Thanks for dancing with us on this stage. And this stage is a scary one. It's shaky in the West. When I say it's shaky in the West, unfortunately, wildfires, some of which we have never seen the likes of, which is unbelievable to say that, and it's not fake news. Even the governor talking about the fact that, hey, last year we thought it was bad, now it's even worse, and we're not even through the year yet. In Fresno, California, people were trapped and were rescued by those that were brave with choppers who flew down and picked them up through the haze, the smoke, and the flames. Lots of people have had their power cut off depending on where they live in California because of the dry conditions, the high winds, the heat, and these historic wildfires. So in the South and in the North, certainly they're seeing it. In Oregon, if they didn't have enough problems, I mentioned briefly glossing over what's happening there as far as tempers flaring and tensions, you also have homes and businesses on fire and destroyed and people without power. The scale of the disaster is tough to measure. I care about the human life. People are told to evacuate, and they're evacuating because they're seeing what's happening, especially through a holiday where you had hikers, campers that couldn't evacuate in certain areas because of the dense smoke. And that's exactly what happened in Fresno. It's exactly what happened in Southern California. And there's nowhere to go. You know, you can't breathe. It's physically impossible, and there's no way out. Luckily, people were rescued. You had the California National Guard. You had Navy helicopter pilots that did 8, 10, 15 trips into some thick areas to try to bring people back, and they brought dozens of them back every single time. Can you imagine that? When you, it is like a frightening scene from a movie where you see walls of fire around you and you know, okay, we got to do something. What are we going to do? And you see these helicopters coming in and they're pounding it to get in, and they pick you up and you're part of that lucky crew that gets lifted out to safety. And that's exactly what happened to so many people at these campsites who had no idea, especially in Fresno, where you had this creek fire that just crept up on the people during Labor Day, where they're deep in the Sierra National Forest enjoying social distancing and the eye candy that the forest offers. And then they have these incredible anxious hours while they see flame blocking their way and have no place to go. So what do? Of course, they have to abandon tents, tarps, campsites. And that's all you saw on the road. It's just littered with them because they can't be carrying that or packing that up. They're just trying to save their lives and get out of the way of the fire and figure out which way are we going to go. And so choppers and the Navy choppers were so, so, so key in a very grim situation. No exaggeration needed. It's not factually incorrect. It is just a wildfires galore in California and the Pacific Northwest. So let's hope for cooler temperatures and more of these fires to get under control, because it's sad to see this. Very, very, very sad. All right, where are we with the virus? Because each and every show, of course, we've got to update you on that. 190,000 deaths so far, 6.34 million cases worldwide, 898,000 deaths, 27.4 million cases. One of the things that's the word that's being used is that we're seeing a leveling off. So if I say to you, well, the coronavirus is leveling off, I think you're going to think with the numbers, well, that great. Well, that's positive. So we've got kids that are starting school remotely almost everywhere. There are plenty of exceptions, but a lot of students are starting at home. You're seeing pictures pop up all over social media of, oh, the kids are in sixth grade, eighth grade, high school, kindergarten, and they're in front of a computer. So when you hear the word leveling off, what does that mean? With new cases, deaths, hospitalizations, they're down over the past week. But the concern is post-Labor Day. Will there be surges in some areas? It has been falling, though, since the end of July. And it seems to be slowing. The daily number has been just above 40,000 for about a week or so, which at one point in early July, it peaked to 70,000, meaning cases. So that's good. I mean, that would be considered a leveling off. So the numbers are suggesting, you know, the numbers are good, but the numbers are still showing that there is a long road because we've got cold weather and the flu season that's coming up, and we don't have a vaccine. We don't have an advancement in any kind of treatment. So what does that mean? It means we have to rely on each other still to watch the behavior of, okay, there's not going to be 500 of my best friends cramming into my house as we hang out and make s'mores in the backyard and then bring them in. So if people are better about that, then perhaps we'll see that word leveling off continue to hang around, which I would love. Because this pandemic has meant a crush of the loss of jobs, wages, schooling, lives, of course, and our daily routines are ripped in half. We live under what I call the giant question mark. And so the whole idea, when we first started talking about this, when I first came on the air, we were talking about China a long time ago on this show. Right before I went to California, I remember this, having these conversations on there. We even had some people on from the Epoch Times to talk about what was going on in China, never thinking that this is where we would end up in 2020. And in the beginning, remember, it was about waves. Well, the first wave, if we can get through the first wave, And then maybe the second wave, you know, that doesn't happen till later. I mean, forget the whole waves and plateaus and peaks. Let's just level this sucker off. Let's be as vigilant as we can of not gathering in giant crowds and just doing some smart things along the way. Because I don't know about you, but I think all of us are COVID weary. All right, we need something to lift us up. How about a little happy birthday tune? We got some birthdays going on worth mentioning, so stay with us.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Birthdays. I do. I love birthdays. Celebrating other people's birthdays, I think, is so fun. And I wonder if the birthday thing is kind of sliding because of the fact of the remoteness, or are more people paying attention to people's birthdays? I don't know. Doesn't matter. So 41 years old, that would be Pink. You know Pink? Have you heard any of her music? She's a singer, songwriter, actress, record producer. Ba, 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 ba. She was originally a member of the girl group Choice. I didn't even know that. I knew her after that, the solo career. She wrote a song, Just Give Me a Reason, The Truth About Love. I love that song. It's a good song. She's got a bunch of fun, good songs. And there's something about her that I enjoy because she is, to me, authentic. And I think we're craving authenticity. Authenticity, by the way, was the horse who won the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, there was a Kentucky Derby. Did you realize that? Did you know that? Well, I'm telling you if you didn't know that. Over the weekend. Normally in May, it was switched to September. I think the hope at Churchill Downs was, because remember we were talking about waves, is that it wouldn't be awful and they could actually have one and they could have people there and the hats and the pageantry and the mint juleps and everything. But they did do a race to the credit of Churchill Downs, and that was the horse that won. So I think she is that. Whether you like her music, don't like her music, or have no clue who she is authentic. She's a one-of-a-kinder. I like one-of-a-kinders. Because I don't think she's concerned about what people think. All right, another actor who I like because he's quirky, kind of the same thing. I think he's from that kind of showbiz family where you are what you are. David Arquette, 49 years old. And who is David Arquette, if you don't know? Well, He's been in a franchise that I've watched since I saw him, I think, on this franchise. And the franchise is a scary franchise. The Scream series. So if you know, you may know him from Scream. And I think he was excellent. And the first time I saw him, I think that's the first time I saw him, was in the Scream deal. So hats off, because he pulled that off really well. And they're doing another one. I believe they're doing another Scream, and they've had a bunch of them. There was Scream, I think there was, they had a Scream 2, they had a Scream 3. So he was Deputy Dewey Riley, and he was just so good in that. And they're going to do another one. And Scream 4, so they had another one. That worked. There's something about that franchise. It scares people, or they're at least loyal to it, and they watch it. And with this other one, I guess that would be Scream 5. And he's been a slew of other things that you might have seen him in, too. But the deputy role, you know, is just funny. He's funny in it. He just has that quirky sense of humor that draws you in. So he also celebrating, like I said, his 49th birthday. And there's another actor, Lorenz Tate, is 45 years old. Do you know who Lorenz Tate is? I think you would, if you don't know him, you would know of him. It's kind of like Arquette. I know him. And I mean, when I say I know him from seeing him in a whole bunch of things. But he is a TV star. He is a film actor. And he's probably best known for his role as O-Dog in Menace to Society. And just like David Arquette, he's played in a lot of different types of movies. Dead Presidents, I liked that movie too. That sounds bad, but they're bank robbers, and that's the whole thing. And that's the mask that they wear. And then Why Do Fools Fall in Love? He was that. He was music legend Quincy Jones. Hard to play that in the movie Ray. Remember that? That's going way back to 2004. So he's been around for a bit, acting as, you know, I think really an older teen. I don't know how, when he first came out. Maybe even younger. I think he was. I think he was a teenage actor, because he was on 21 Jump Street and a few other things. But happy birthday to Lorenz Tate. And anybody else who's listening who is celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Hopefully somebody made you a cake. If they didn't, make it yourself. Make it yourself. All right, couple of quick things. I call these the headers, or odds and ends. I talked already about the numbers for COVID-19. And how about this? If we want to get political here, because this is, of course, we talk about politics on this show. There is the race to the White House. Either Donald Trump continues to be president and occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or the Democrats hope they will replace or unseat Trump, if you will. But the Senate Republicans on Tuesday unveiled a coronavirus relief plan that was a little bit smaller than what both sides of the aisle had spent weeks arguing over. It's a bill that even the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, you know, it's not perfect. So it's kind of an uphill battle, I would say. The Democrats are already saying we're going to block it. It's a $300 billion proposal, and they're calling it the Delivering Immediate Relief to American Families, Schools, and Small Businesses Act. So unemployment benefits would be bolstered, funding for schools, liability protections for businesses, health care, all of those would be part of this package. There's money for coronavirus testing and developing the vaccine, for farmers, $20 billion in relief, and for fishers, $500 million in federal assistance. But it doesn't have some of what was part of that before, like it doesn't include another round of stimulus checks, because remember the conversation was about another stimulus check of $1,200 per person if they met the criteria for married or single or, you know, whatever it is. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer bashed it. They're going to block it. They've already vowed, we're blocking it. They already text that out. Nah, it's an emancipated bill. They say it's a poison pills. Republicans know Democrats would never support. So the scramble is still on because there is no legislation happening. It's not. The conversation is kind of stymied on both sides with this. So doubtful that moves forward at all. Will there be any kind of relief, because it's all in limbo right now? Remember, the president signed 4 executive orders in August, hoping to fill the voids left by these programs that expired, including the enhanced unemployment insurance and a moratorium that prevented renters from being evicted. But questions still remain over the legalities of the orders and, you know, what's going to happen there. And I think, you know, we're coming up on this election so quickly, we might not see that happen. Or it may be one of those last-minute deals. But so far, it doesn't look like anyone's budging, so perhaps not. Perhaps not. Perhaps we're not going to see that. And I mentioned before, talking about, and I want to make sure the payoff, sadly, what's happening in Portland with the protests. And now there's new federal and local charges filed against the Portland protesters. The fire officials, I mentioned the thing about fires. They're concerned about fires at the protests, especially with all the things that are happening. There's a guy that was accused of lighting a mattress on fire during the protest. That's all they need, right, with the violence that has happened. So you definitely have right and left, and the tension is absolutely over the holiday weekend just rose. And the Oregon governor is calling for an end to the protests, saying, okay, let's end this thing. The tensions are escalating. People are on edge. There's been more than 100-plus days of protests. There is some fatigue, and it's time to move on. So were the points made? Is it time to move on? I would say it's time to move on. And whatever it initially was, it is not what it looks like now. It looks like something completely different, and I would call that a powder keg, where one thing gets lit in the wrong direction, and it could explode into something nobody, I mean nobody, wants to see. Nobody. Because this is odds and ends, I'm going to leave you with this one. There is sports coming back with the NFL. We see it with the NBA. They're in the playoffs. The NHL, they're in the playoffs. Major League Baseball continues to roll, all without fans. The U.S. Open tennis continues to roll. And the NFL starts on Thursday with Houston and Kansas City, 8:20 kick. Hang with us.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fire here in Southern Oregon is a big one, fueled by high temperatures, super dry conditions, and hurricane-force winds. The Alameda Fire began in North Ashland and continued northward through the towns of Talent and Phoenix. Hundreds of homes and structures have been destroyed. The cities of Phoenix and Talent sustained considerable damage within the downtown areas. several miles of the Bear Creek Greenway also have been destroyed by the fire. 14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
So we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared.
This is USA Radio News. There's a new round of coronavirus relief in the Senate. It's called the Skinny Bill, and it hopes to extend small business loans and extra unemployment benefits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claims Republicans have been fighting for months to deliver another round of relief, including the HEALS Act in July.
It would have led right to bipartisan talks. But Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leader said no.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans called it a skinny bill, but it would be more appropriate to call it emaciated.
Shockingly, as the pain from this pandemic gets bigger and bigger, Republicans think smaller and smaller. They're moving backwards. Their proposal is completely inadequate. And by every measure, fails to meet the needs of the American people.
A vote on the measure is expected later this week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 632 points, the Nasdaq down 465. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I have to tell you, I had a great conversation off the air with Anoop Das. His father, Ravi K. Das, I love that name, wrote a book called Faithfully Yours. And this man had such an interesting life because, you know, I think the thing here is, and he and I talked about this off the air, is when you think of different religions and exploring different religions or not being religious, but maybe believing in God. I mean, it's that meaning, it's that search, it's all of that. And after talking to Anoop, I really believe that, and not having ever had the pleasure of meeting his father, I really believe that he was one of those guys, that there was that search, that meaning. So, Anoop, thank you so much for joining us. And I think he would be thrilled that you're giving voice to his life and to his book, Faithfully Yours. And we talked about this off the air. Why do you think he wrote the book?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Kate, for considering me to talk about my father and give him tribute to his work. As far as I can understand it, he was trying to give meaning to life. Our family went through a lot of suffering, and he was trying to give meaning to suffering. And he used to get all these dreams at night, and he felt compelled to put pen to paper and started writing his thoughts. And his friend and colleague at that point of time, I think her name was Sally Kirby, helped him and motivated him to write the book. And so, he had these. Initially, the book should have been called The Conversations with God, but he changed the name to Faithfully Yours. And the gist of the matter is, he's just inviting God. The miracle happens, and the whole world, the same time is there, and he invites God in studio and interviews him. And people in the world are also allowed to ask questions. to send to this WCN, which I think is a fictional name for BBC. I think he called it World Communications Network in the book. And I should be honest, it's been a long while I've read the book, but yes, it was World Communications Network. And the World Communications Network collates all the questions from various people in the whole world and just makes it track a few questions that he can ask on behalf of people.
Well, so my imagination is running wild. That's what I think is the beauty of the book. Imagine if we could do that. It's using your imagination. Like you said, he had these dreams, so he put these dreams down. And for you, after he passed and he was with you, what did it mean to you to get this published, to have it that it's out there, that people can read it besides people that are connected to you or your family in some way?
Well, he had already got this book published twice. I mean, this Author House, which is published at the moment, and before that was Cinnamon Teal Publishing, which was in India. So he already got it published now, but what I'm trying to do now is, because obviously he passed away in 2015 and had a full family tragedy in 2015, 5 deaths that year. It's taken me all this while to come out of it properly and settle properly. So now I'm thinking to republish his book with Book Trail, and so that his voice is heard and his ideas are recognized. And he states in the book where he's got a disclaimer. He's got a disclaimer that is not trying to quote any religion or he's not trying to hurt any religious organization, any religion. This is purely his ideas. And he is again and again in the book ask for forgiveness. He does hurt anybody's feeling, but that is not his ideas. It's not his intention to hurt anybody's feelings. So, yes, I would like my dad's book to be read, and it is quite helpful actually. So it's an eye opener. It's an eye opener he does talk about suffering and the real meaning of suffering. And one of the things which I did mention to you, Kate, earlier before the interview, about he said that why are there so much people, so many people that are poor, and why is there so much suffering, and so many people rich, etc. And why is this? And he really said that Mother Nature has got all the abundance. Everything is in the world is enough for people. Only if the distribution of wealth was equal. Some countries very poor, some countries very very rich, some people very poor, some people very rich. For example, I just gave an example, crazy example of footballers. For heaven's sake, they left 10, 15 cars, Ferrari, this and that. What will you do? You can only have driving one car. At the end of the day, when you pass away, when you die, you leave everything behind, don't you? It's just you take your good deeds or what you've done in the world with people remember you from.
Absolutely.
And there's one thing I also say, I'll just come to my mind. You hear all these pop singers dying, suicide, Anthony Hopkins, Amy Winehouse, commit suicide, taking drugs. Are they crazy? They've got all the money to survive, to live. They don't have to think about the mortgage or the bills payments and all that. Just take a day, just take a month off and just go around the world just helping people. You'll feel so good. You'll get all the blessings of the people. If I had 14, 15 million pounds lying around or something, even £1 million, I would take that time off. I would just go around the world just helping people because that's what we human beings are. We're part of God, aren't we? We're part of God, but we just forgot them. We just been so selfish and stuff. But anyway, this is going out of the context of the book a bit. But I'm saying
No. I think that that's part of what the book is, opens your mind to those ideas, and that's what you got out of his writing and what his conversations with you and all of that. And you were there at the end, and before he died, he saw what you were going through, and he wanted to give you some joy, and I think he gave you a great big gift. What did your dad do for you that that you had no idea he was going to do?
Well, I won't go into detail, or maybe I will. My dad passed away in April 2015. Before that, I had been through, my mom passed away in May 2011. I've been through my own divorce in 2013. And my grandmother passed away in January, end of January 2015. And first week of February, my grandfather passed away. They were old. In hospital, or dad, my grandfather had dementia. So he and I had to do the funerals, my mum's and three funerals and stuff. So my dad had got an inheritance, interim inheritance. So he said to me one day in March, he said, Anoop, you've been through a lot. You've done these funerals, you got divorce, etc. And would you like to go to India to your sister? When would you like to go there? And I said, yeah, I would like to go there, but maybe December time, because December is Christmas time, and they had more time off work and stuff, and I can go to 2 weeks or 2-3 weeks. It will be all right, I guess, and it's quiet. He said, okay. He bought me this ticket, plane ticket, printed it off, gave it to me, and he said, this is your ticket, going on the 14th of December, coming back on 31st of December, purely because it's cheaper, and... you save £100 every month for your ticket. Sorry, for your pocket money. And we talk about the visa in October. I'd say visa because I'm a British citizen. I was born in this country, so I'm a British citizen. When I go to India, I need a visa, holiday visa. Yeah. And that was it. And it happened. And in the meantime also, I should tell you that I'm single. And as I mentioned, I was divorced. I've got no kids, etc. So I secretly spoke to my sister in India. And he said to her, oh, Anu's coming in December. Just get a few people lined up so he can meet up with these few girls and maybe get married and get settled, arrange marriage again and get settled. I had no idea he'd done that. My sister told me later. So... yeah, so that's what happened, that's what he did. But then in the 11th of April 2015, on Saturday evening, he passed away of cardiac arrest suddenly. And so that's what happened.
It's tough. When people listening to this can relate, it's loss is tough, but I think the gift was that he was trying to help you, and he knew you would take that journey. So no matter what happened, he had arranged that, and I think that truly is something. And I think that this was arranged, that Faithfully Yours and giving it voice and telling his story is so, so powerful. And I really implore anyone out there, pick up this book, read this book. Ravi K. Das is somebody I would have liked to have a conversation with. And you are bringing his voice to life through promoting his book and getting more people to understand it.
I just need to clarify something. But thank you. Yes, that is absolutely true. Thanks, Kate, for that. But I'd like to clarify something. Yes, his name is Ravi K. Das, but in the book, he only calls himself Ravi Das.
Right.
Yeah.
Ravi Das. So when you look it up, make sure that's what you look it up.
Yeah, Ravi Das, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I would love his voice to be heard. I would love people to read about the book, and it's just, he'd given his book to so many friends and family, and everybody read the book. It's fascinating, but I don't think so people out there know much about his work yet. And
but here's the thing, now they will. So I think people do search for the meaning of life, for the meaning of God. Do you believe in God? What do you think? And the idea that you could question God is incredible. Faithfully Yours really talks about that.
And the best-selling point of it is not a big book. It's not a fat book.
That's right.
It's quite a thin book, actually. And it's in a story format. It's not in a philosophy format and to-do and zinc. It's just a nice flowing story format.
Right. You can read it over holiday, and that's the perfect place to do it, for sure. Anoop, thank you so much.
Drake.
supertea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, tell me if this sounds familiar to anyone out there. Are you somebody who says you're going to do something, you're going to do it, you're going to get it done, you have an idea, and you just never seem to get to it, you procrastinate like crazy? And do you also overwork? These are signs that you could be a perfectionist. So in my virtual green room, and she's joining us from Australia, is Honor Newman, and she's written a great book called Killing the Perfectionist Within, a self-help guide for women suffering from perfectionism, anxiety, and chronic fatigue. Raise your hand if you have chronic fatigue syndrome, or you might, because I have these special glasses on her, and I can see all over the world. There's so many hands, I can't even count them, but it's really, really true. So I'm thrilled that we have you on, because I think a lot of people suffer from this. Why did you decide, okay, I'm going to tackle this, I'm going to write this book, and I'm going to make it so that people can do it and understand it?
So I was working as a psychologist at the time, and I just kept hearing women struggling with these same issues over and over again. And then I went out onto the street and started talking about it, and all these women were like, yep, that's me, that's me. And everywhere I went, it was the same. And I realized this is a bit of an epidemic. And how about I write what I've learned into a little handbook? And that received a really good response as well. So I'm like, I'm really onto something big here. I can really help a lot of people with this. Yeah.
And when you went to write it, one of the things that you do, I mean, is that you want people to take action. So it's interactive. You know, you're not just preaching, okay, here are the things. You're also very interactive with what you're doing. And when we look at perfectionism, and I mentioned it, how many people, because you and I talked off the air, how many people struggle with procrastination, that is definitely a sign of perfectionism, isn't it? Or can be.
It can be. Like, I don't think you have to be a perfectionist to procrastinate, because everyone does it to a certain extent. But I think for the perfectionist, it's really a massive issue, because you get into the mindset of, oh, if I can't do it perfectly, then it's not even worth starting. And that's kind of really sad, because, you know, you're not creating all this amazing stuff that you could be creating because of the fear, you know, that it's not going to be, like, people aren't going to like it, or it's not going to be good enough.
So in your book, what do you tell people to do that suffer from that, that have that procrastination thing, and you know that they're perfectionists? What can they do?
Well, this is based kind of in anxiety and overwhelm. So what I encourage them to do is just to break their task down into the tiniest mini goal that they possibly can. So if they have to say, right, a paper or something, then the mini goal might be just to open up the computer and write a title, or even just opening up the computer. And then once they've done that, then I just say, okay, well, what's your next mini goal? It might be to type some ideas, and then what's your next mini goal? And before you know it, you've kind of got momentum and you're working on the project.
Wow, so that's a great idea. And we're going to tell people at the end where how they can also, you've got an 8-week online course that would just nail so much of this. And, of course, your book as well, which we're talking about. But the other thing that happens, and you and I also talked about this, is the whole overwork thing. What, I never really thought about that, but why is that, somebody who's overworking, that they have a problem with perfectionism?
So what I found out was that the core of perfectionism is this core belief that I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy. So it becomes, from that stems a kind of a compulsion to prove that worth through achievements and accolades and things like that. But that doesn't really work, because it's, you know, you don't need to really prove that you're worthy. Like, you are worthy. And so you never really achieve that feeling of self-worth through achievements. So it's a kind of futile cycle. And you just keep going and going and getting more and more tired. And at the extreme end, there is chronic fatigue. And I have been a little bit criticized for that within the chronic fatigue community, but I do believe it's true.
Yeah, and of course, chronic fatigue is so tough, because chronic fatigue is something that's really hard to shake, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But I really want to say that it is possible to come back from it. It really, really is. I've seen people come back from it, and I've come, you know, I was near there as well, and I've come back from it through doing these strategies. So there's definitely a lot of hope.
Yep, and as you said, it's doing the work, doing the strategies. And we're speaking with Honor Newman, and her book is Killing the Perfectionist Within, a self-help guide for women suffering from perfectionism, anxiety, and chronic fatigue syndrome. So when you looked at putting this book together and making these bite-sized pieces, which is so brilliant, when you came out on the other side, was that rewarding for you after everything that you heard from people, from women that were telling you their problems and their obstacles?
Yes, definitely rewarding, you know. Like, when you get a message from someone saying that, you know, you've helped change their life, well, you know, what's better than that? Nothing.
Boy, that's true. There is nothing better than that. What do you hope that, so I think that's what the impact is. What do you hope the impact is from people reading your, from women reading your book?
Yeah, I want to change as many lives as possible. And I want to really break down that idea that chronic fatigue is a life sentence, because it isn't. And, you know, just, it's more like I want to help women just feel much better about themselves and not be having to suffer with a lot of anxiety and guilt, which I know a lot of women really just carry around as a heavy burden.
Yeah, and then I guess, too, if you lose some of that perfectionism, especially when we're talking about the procrastination angle, that would be one of the things, is that whatever their gifts are, they're not really being shared because you're not starting on some of the things that you could do.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like the world's kind of missing out on that.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever the gift is, for sure. For you, what do you do? I mean, obviously you've written this and we're going to talk about your course in a second. What do you do to unwind? What do you do for fun?
Well, it's nothing magical, but like Netflix.
Are you a binger? Now, we should binge, right? We're not perfectionists if we binge. It's okay.
Yeah, but I actually struggled with a lot of guilt around Netflix binging for a while. You know, a little perfectionist hangover. But, you know, it's okay to have a day in front of the TV. Like, if that's going to help recharge you, then it's good.
I agree. I had that same thing where I was, you know, the anti-TV because, of course, I watched the series Ozark, and then I went back and did Sex and the City because my husband said he wanted to see the whole series. So, yeah, that's what happened. When a man says he wants to see Sex and the City, and we're going to go back and relive my early 20s, of course, I'm going to say, yeah, absolutely, I want to see it. Well, I think the book is terrific, and I think you're right. The mission is to help a lot of people, and I think you are doing that, and you will do that on an even bigger scale. And you talked to me about something I thought was really cool. You also have an online course. Tell us about that and how people can sign up for that.
Yeah, so my next step was to turn the book into an online course. So the book has, the first section is causes, and then this next section is exercises. So I thought it would be like a lot more engaging for people if I turned it into a course that they could work through. So it's just very, very short videos breaking one habit of perfectionism a week. And then by the end of the course, you have the whole strategy and you can rewatch as many times as you like. And that's available on my website.
Yeah. In putting that together and sort of marrying that to the book, it's interesting because a lot of times when you have a book, you have what I call the leftovers. There's so much more you want to say. And it's great because you made the book succinct that people can understand it. And I think, and I'm assuming this is probably the same way based on what you just said with the online course, because when people hear course, sometimes they think, oh, no, that's going to take a lot of time, but it's not.
No, it's only like short 5-minute videos, and they can go at their own pace. But I guess also the other great thing about the online course is that I can keep uploading extras and bonuses and things as time goes on. So it's, you know, as you said, like there can be, since I've read the book, I've learned more about perfectionism and I wanted to add some stuff about trauma in there as well. So I can do that now with the course.
Yes, that's brilliant. So you can obviously get updated on that. Well, the book is easy to be had. You can go on Amazon and pick it up there. Honor Newman's book is Killing the Perfectionist Within, a self-help guide for women suffering from perfectionism, anxiety, and chronic fatigue syndrome. Thank you so much.
No worries. And, yeah, my website's honornewman.com, and you just go to Perfectionist Buster course.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.